Wednesday, 28th week, Ordinary Time 1. First reading from the letter to the Romans, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Though all men are without excuse, every one of you who passes judgment, for by the standard by which you judge another, you condemn yourself, since you, the judge, do the very same things. We know that the judgment of God on those who do such things is true. Do you suppose then, you who judge those who engage in such things, and that do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you hold his priceless kindness, forbearance, and patience in low esteem, unaware that the kindness of God would lead you to repentance? By your stubbornness and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself, for the day of wrath and revelation of the judgment of God, who will repay everyone according to his works. Eternal life to those who seek glory, honor, and immortality through perseverance in good work, but wrath and fury to those who selfishly disobey the truth and obey wickedness. That affliction and distress will come upon everyone who does evil. Zephyr than the drake, but there will be glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good. Zephyr and then drake. There is no partiality with God. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 11, verses 42 to 46. The Lord said, "Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithe of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and rich things in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves, over which people unknowingly walk." Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too." And he said, "Woe also to you, scholar of the law! You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourself do not lift one finger to touch them." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Judge yourself before judging others. Many people have a habit of judging others, but seldom judge themselves. To avoid this habit, the church advises recent to frequently examine their conscience and to make confessions. When people frequently examine of themselves, besides to receive God's forgiveness, but also to have compassion with other weakness and shortcoming, they realize that all human beings are weak and prone to sin. If they have courage to ask God for his forgiveness, they also should forgive those who sin against them. If people do not often examine themselves, they think they are perfect and easily to debate and to condemn others. Today's reading helps us to be very careful in judging others. In the first reading, St. Paul warned the Jews that they should examine themselves and were careful in passing their judgment on the Gentiles because God had no partiality for a nation or a class. He will judge according to the truth those who do wrong things, Jews or Gentiles. In the Gospel, Jesus warned the Pharisees when they pay so much attention to tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, and no attention to justice and to love for God. When the scribe said to Jesus that he was insulting them too, he scolded them also for using the law for their own benefit. The scribe behaved unjustly to people in their interpreting of the law. They imposed on people burden hard to carry, but they themselves did not lift one finger to touch them. Second analysis, first reading. Jews, O men, are without excuse, every one of Jews who passes judgment. Third point. Do you think you will escape God's judgment? Today, pericope continue Jewish condemnation of the Gentiles. St. Paul wanted the Jews to carefully examine their sin, not just to condemn the Gentiles' sin. He wanted them to pay attention to three things. First, examining of themselves. St. Paul said to the Jews, "You, O men, are without excuse, every one of you who passes judgment. For by the standard by which you judge another, you condemn yourself, since you, the judge, do the very same things. When one judges another, he put himself in the place of a judge to condemn another. If he does that, he knows that it is sin and should never commit such sin. But if he still commits that sin, he cannot make any excuse because he already gave a sentence for himself. For example, a Jew condemned a Gentile who did not believe and worship God to die. He must also be dead if he did not worship God and keep his commandments. Second, God certainly judges all. Many Jews think God have two standards to judge people, one for them and one for the Gentiles. St. Paul absolutely rejected this thinking and defended God's judgment. He said, "We know that the judgment of God on those who do certain things is true. Do you suppose then, you who judge those who engage in certain things and yet do them yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Humans can judge according to true standards, but God never does such thing. When one enjoyed a privilege as a Jew or a Christian, he should live a better life than an unbeliever. Third, do not misuse God's love. Possessing God's immense love, one can have one of two following attitudes. Either he feels ashamed and repents, or he takes advantage of God's love to continually be in sin, with a hope that God will forgive him all. This latter attitude is one of the two sins against the Holy Spirit and will not be forgiven. St. Paul put a question to the Jews, or do you hold his priceless kindness, forbearance, and patience in low esteem, unaware that the kindness of God would lead you to repentance by your stubbornness and impenitent heart? You are storing up wrath for yourself for the day of wrath and revelation. Second point, God will judge people according to their deeds. There are many who wrongly explain what Paul said. One becomes righteous only by his faith in God, sola fide. See Rome chapter 3, verses 21 to 22. Before Paul said such thing, he declared the necessity of always doing good deeds in today's passage. God, who will repay everyone according to his works, eternal life to those who seek glory, honor, and immortality through perseverance in good works, but wrath and fury to those who selfishly disobey the truth and obey wickedness. That affliction and distress will come upon everyone who does evil, Jew first and then Greek. But there will be glory, honor, and peace for those who do good, Jew first and then Greek. There is no partiality with God. Second, the gospel. Judge yourself before judging others. The third point. You pay no attention to justice and to love for God. Be spiritual leaders. The Pharisees supposed to know the way and to set good examples for people to follow, but they did not do that. Jesus invited them to examine three things. First, to distinguish between necessary and temporal thing. Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithe of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Second, to avoid vain glory. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and dreading in marketplace. Third, to avoid hypocrisy. Woe to you! You are like unseen raves over which people unknowingly walk. Second point. You impose on people burdens hard to carry. One of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting a Jew." And he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law! You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourself do not lift one finger to touch them." Despised are those who know the law. They should find opportunities to teach people to understand and to keep the law. Instead, they use the law for their material gain. They are also one to make law for others to keep, but they themselves belong to exception laws and do not have to keep common laws. Application in life. We should not judge those who are not belong to our tribe. Even when we are in the position to judge those belong to our, we should have necessary ropes and judge them with justice, tempered with mercy. Because by the measure we judge people, God will judge us the same measure. If we demand others to do good deeds, we should also do the same. We should never have two standards, one for ourselves and one for others. Amen.